Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuning into a Black Girls Podcast, but not just any Black Girls Podcast. This is specifically the Quirky Black Girls Podcast.
Episode of That Quirky Black Girls Podcast. Oh my god, here we are. Where's the applause? Where is the applause? Oh. Yes. We finally made it, y'all. You know what I had to go through? I had to go through mental battle, okay? I was going through some things, but here I am today, standing 10 toes down to tell you that God is a keeper. If I had some music, if I had an organ, I'm just kidding. But God has been so good to me, y'all. Even though I wanted to do my own thing, literally, I was tried and tested. But you know what? That don't even matter because we're out, okay? It's crazy being human, but I'm so glad that I'm a kept human, because there's a difference between being just human and being a human that's kept by a living God. So I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I don't have much to say because I am just trying to get my life. I really was stuck in a place, right? Thinking to myself, like, how the heck am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to do this? Like, literally, just in my bed. Like, guys, I could have done this in April. And originally, I was supposed to do this in April, but I didn't do it because my mind was playing tricks on me. Okay, I was boo-boo the fool. I was literally laying in my bed, and I was just like, oh my gosh. How am I going to get this to connect to that? But in all actuality, do you hear that child in the back? I promise that's not mine. I don't got no kid. Lord have mercy. We gonna fix that. We gonna have to redo this episode. My God. I got new neighbors, y'all. Anyway, yeah, I gotta figure that out because that child is loud. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm just really excited to be here. And I'm so excited for those who are able to listen because, guys, the enemy, and I don't even know, and it might not even be the enemy, because sometimes we say it is the enemy, it's really not, it's really just our nerves, it's fear, it's all of these other things, it's word curses, it's all of these things that try to tell us what we can and can't do, and we literally serve a God who said, hey, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, you can do anything, okay? Especially because I'm here behind you, backing you up, okay? I'm actually here in front of you, paving the way. I'm actually here beside you, holding your hand. I'm actually here, okay? I'm here. I'm alive. God is so good. Oh, my gosh. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Sorry. But, yeah, guys, I'm excited. This is just an introduction, And I really just wanted to let you know, guys, know that the Lord is a keeper. If ever you thought, if you're listening to this and you're in your bed and you're just, going over all of the shame or guilt or whatever the enemy tries to play you with, or whatever your mind tries to play you with, I don't know, come out of it in the name of Jesus, because there's still time. You can totally do this. And you know how I know you can do this? Because look at me. I'm in my bonnet. You can't look at me. I was really planning to do a video too, but I'm just like, why do that? We're coming to that. We're just not there yet. Okay? This is just the beginning. We just took the first step, okay? And when I tell you there's steps, the Lord says, write the vision and make it plain, okay? We don't know how long it's going to take. That's dependent on you. But as long as you take that first step of faith, that's all I'm saying. I was not even trying to be churchy with that, but I'm just here to encourage you because, hey, look at me. I actually did it. I actually got out, got up, and got my butt off that couch. And I said, Jasila said, I said, you need to go ahead, pick up that microphone, and go figure it out. If you're a 90s baby, you know what it is. Your mama said, go figure it out. We gonna go play outside. It's hot outside. Oh well, we gonna go figure it out. And you know what? We did. We sure as heck did. Figured it out. You know what we did? We made mummy hot lava. I don't know. I mean, everybody has their different versions of it, but that's what my crew did back in elementary school. Okay. Shout out to those people. You know who you are. You had freeze tag. Okay. We had playing outside with the hose. Okay. Okay. I'm talking about the water hose. Should I delete this? Should I not? Should I exit? Anyway, I'm a quirky girl. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm a quirky girl, okay? I don't get it right. I don't say the right things a lot of the time. I just don't. I'm not the typical girl. You know who I am? I wouldn't even say that I'm an average girl. I would say that I'm a called girl. Yes, there's that too. And if you're listening, that means that so are you. This podcast was created so that, there's a space for us women's or men. I mean, y'all are accepted too. I ain't discriminating, okay? If a man wanna listen, go on ahead and listen. But specifically, I'm calling out all the quirky black girls, especially those who love the Lord. If you don't love the Lord, I just wanna let you know, that's my best friend. Like, he's my dad, okay? He's like my counselor. He's like my everything, okay? So if you're gonna have all that hate and all that yaga yaga stuff, you can take that somewhere else because this is about Jesus. This is about Jesus and his quirky girls, okay? We're not perfect. I just wanna let you know. We're not perfect. We do definitely strive. But the point of the matter is, did you hear that? Guys, I'm getting old. That was definitely my arm. Anyway, but the point of the matter is, what I'm trying to get to you is there's space here for you, okay? There's space here for YOU, okay? The point of this podcast was to put a stamp here on earth for the quirky black girls. No, I don't get it right all the time. Yes, I come into rooms and systems and I stir a little bit of stuff up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm called here to do. I'm called here not to be like the rest of the world. That's really what it is. That's literally what the Bible is talking about. We're supposed to be peculiar out here, okay? We're supposed to be the salt of the earth out here. That is the whole point. Why would I want to be like Jane, Shadika, and Mariana? Okay, like, hello, my name is Jocelia White, okay? You gotta put your own stamp out, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I have to say. Like, I really don't have much. I don't even know how long this is supposed to be. I just know that the Lord is doing something and I wanted to help because he told me to. I'm just kidding. I wanted to help because he told me to. No, there is something happening out here. And I just thought that I ought to come out and say to all of the girls who don't feel like they're accepted, who don't feel like, who don't feel heard, who don't feel like they are the, I don't know, who is it? Who are these people? I don't know, but they out here and they really aesthetic-like. I don't even know if I said that right. They aesthetic-like. I don't care about that. Where is the glory? Okay? Mind that, but where's the authenticity? I mean, scratch, you know what I'm saying? Scratch all that other stuff, okay? Why you look like her and she look like you and you look like her who don't look like herself? Come on, you got it. That don't seem suspicious, okay? I just want to know. That don't seem suspicious to you? Everybody looking like everybody? Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that this podcast is literally just us being us. You have space here. I'm not going to get it right all the time. I'm just going to let you know that. But I promise you, I'm going to the word every time. If you have a question, you can surely send it. But I'm going to go to the word every time. I might even go to my pastor or a minister, most likely, because I'm not going to come out of here and try to mess up anything for anybody. First of all, we're biblical around here. We are biblical. We want to be sound. And this space is also for us to grow together. If you have questions, go on ahead and ask the questions. We can compare notes. If you need help, go on ahead and send it, girl. First of all, I'm going to ask y'all for help. And look, you better not judge me for asking, okay? I'm going to expect, okay, some answers. And we're going to talk about it together because that's what this space here is for. This space here is for authenticity. This space here is for community. This space here is for you to let your fro out because our hair doesn't go down, okay? I mean, that's for those who hair defies gravity. Now, if your hair does come down, you're more than welcome to let your hair down, okay? Let your hair down and let your hair up and out the bonnet, okay? I'm trying to attract everybody, and I don't know who out there is for here. I'm just saying that you belong here. If you're listening, and if you're still here, because at this point I'm babbling, you're welcome. This is your space. This is for you, okay? So I just wanted to make an introduction. It's only been 10 minutes. I'm still trying to get my life, guys. I tell you, I'm trying to get my life. The realization that we're the adults is actually pretty scary. The fact that there's somebody who's little, someone's little, is looking at me saying, oh my gosh, how do you do that? And I'm just looking at the little like, girl, I just cried like 3 times. And you wouldn't even have known. But you know what? It's all good because we're making it through. That's how I do this, okay? Cry a little bit, laugh a little bit, you know, sleep a lot of it, you know what I'm saying? Pray a lot of it. That's all up in there too, okay? That's all up in there too. Adulting is definitely not for the weak. But let me tell you something. We're going to discuss that here in this open space of quirkiness. I do have to warn you that I do get a little bit silly. You know, I don't stay the same. I just want to let you know, if you're expecting me to be like I don't know how you say, I don't know, but I just want to let you know there's a lot of character over here, and the Lord has definitely worked me out some within the first 6 months of January, sorry, first 6 months of this year about this whole being authentic thing. And guys, I was definitely scared. I don't know how y'all going to perceive me. I don't know how people going to perceive me. But at this point, I have woken up to the idea of who going to stop me though? Like for real, I'm at the big age. I'm not even going to say it yet. We're going to find out. You'll find out eventually. I ain't going to say that, okay? I don't even know how this works because, you know, women have their their rules. When you get to 30, you realize there's rules. Mind you, I'm not 30. But let me tell you something. I'm up in there. And I just want to let you know there are rules. We're going to discuss that one of these days. We're not going to do that today because today this is just literally the introduction of what you finna get from this here podcast. Eventually, there shall be some video and there shall be some funnies. And there also will be announcements, okay, in the future. But as of today, this is just the introduction. I'm actually having a really good time with this. Sorry. That's just how the cookie crumbles. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to touch base and let you guys know that this space is specifically for you. If you fit into any of those bullet points that I said earlier, I really also hope, let me know, do you guys like the theme song? Do you think it's too much? Do you think I could have pulled back a little bit? Just let me know, because honestly, I made this song, and initially it was gonna go really, like, I was trying not to be saved at one point. I don't even want to say trying not to be saved. I just was not thinking about Jesus. I was thinking about money. This was my, like, get money song, but it just never worked out, because, girl, where is you going talking about money this, money that? And then I can't even rap, okay? I just can't. So that was in the vault. We brought it out, and look at God repurposing things just for you. I hope you feel encouraged. But yeah, now tell me how you feel about it. Do you feel inspired? Do you feel encouraged? Let me know, because, girl, you know I don't know. We're out here figuring it out. And that's another thing about 30-somethings. You're figuring it out. You look back at your parents, and you're just like, I don't even know how you did this. But I just love you all the more because you did that, and you did that with me. Oh, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you for all you've done. And you had me? Child, I can't even picture. I can't picture a little me running around. You heard the little one in the background. He ain't even in my house. Okay? I just want to let you. He ain't here. He's not mine. I don't know where he's at. But you can hear him in my home. That is interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. Look, that's just a part of adulting. You just get yourself into places, right? As long as I got a roof over my head, as long as my lock works, as long as that stove works, as long as I got something to make in the refrigerator, I'ma be, oh, and as long as I have a little bit of money in my pocket, I'm going to be just fine, okay? When you get into your 30-somethings, you learn the word contentment, and you learn a little bit about long-suffering, too, okay? It ain't easy out here, okay? You got to be quick on your feet, because you know what? The only one that's going to keep you is the keeper himself, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Now, I'm being real honest with you. We're going to get into it, okay? Because as you see me, we're going through this together. We got big sisters, okay? Early 30s or 40s, something. And then we got the little sisters. We got them teenagers. I already know. Little teenagers, and you got the 20-something-year-olds. Girl, we smack dab in the middle right now, but we can attest to everybody. I don't even know if I will use that word right. I'm really rapping right now, but I really just wanted to encourage the people. I don't know if you have a scripture. This is very impromptu of me. I really was just testing everything out, but I don't even care no more. We about to let it rip, okay? Yeah, I've been really in my head about my job, who I am, identity, and all of the things. But the Lord has definitely been speaking in little ways, assuring me that I have authority. Because sometimes when life hits you, when you're 30-something, 20-something, even when you're 18, 16 years old, but life, it can life at any age. You just never know. I mean, RIP to Malcolm, Jamal, our dearest Theo, he's no longer here. You know what I'm saying? He was taking a swim. He was having the time of his life with his family on vacation, and then he got swept away, you know? You just never know what happens. Life is life. But the most important thing is that you get back up again as many times as you can. You have to realize that these things come to shake you, but doesn't mean you got to walk around here in a pity party about, you know, the shaking. I just want to let you know, before I got onto this here, Mike. I was shaking. I took a whole month from serve took a month off from serving, took a whole month off from doing anything because I was shaking, okay? But I was also reminded, though I am shaken, I'm a little bit stirred because God, there's just so much appreciation that comes from the shaking. I could preach all by himself. I mean, preach all by itself. But the Lord has been kind. And so, this is impromptu, but what was on my Bible app today kind of blessed me. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Guys, we got a lot that's coming against us, okay? Okay, there's a lot jam-packed that us as babies, okay, babes. Okay, as little sheep following after our shepherd, we're going through. But that doesn't mean that you gotta stay where you at. You know what I'm saying? Take a moment to dust yourself off, but to know that the journey is still here. The moment the journey ends, or the moment the assignment is up, is the moment you end up in the face of Jesus. I just want to say that. That's when it stops. The songwriter says, as long as I'm still breathing, I will worship. You know what I'm saying? You know, I will worship. Okay? Worship. Okay? Hello? I'm just saying, like, as long as I'm still breathing, it's another opportunity to do what I gotta get done. As long as I'm able to breathe, I'm still able to give God the glory. I'm still able to pray. I still have time. Okay, I realized that during my break. Girl, you ain't got no time to be out here. Yes, take your time to rest. But let me tell you something. You cannot let life beat you up to the point where you're just not gonna do anything for an extended period of time. There's some people who have been shaken so bad, they haven't laughed in years. They're really stuck to the point where they can't let things go. You gotta be able to do that. You gotta be able to let some things roll off your. Can you imagine, right? Because I'm imagining that whoever's listening to this, okay, I believe in Jesus, okay? I believe in Jesus. And the thought came to me in my mind, can you imagine how I would have reacted if I didn't know that there's a living God? There's people who are being rocked to their grave because they don't have an anchor. Isn't that something? Okay, it is. It's a bit interesting seeing what it is to live life, to move through life, and to not be anchored to anything. Lord Jesus, let me tell you something. It's important to be anchored, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We got all these things we gotta come up against, okay? On top of that, my thoughts be beating me up sometimes, be beating me up sometimes, okay? But we have to remain encouraged. We have to remain anchored. And that's what you're gonna learn when you get into your 30-somethings, ladies, if you're not there yet. And if you haven't gotten to your 40s and life has been smooth sailing. You've been living with your mom, this, that, and the third. Then you get to your 40s, then you get rocked. Let me tell you something, because you just never know when you're gonna get rocked. But you gotta get yourself together. Yes, I was down for a month, but you know what? There was the mind, the in the back of my mind, my little SpongeBob in my mind went to that one filing cabinet, and it said. It had the letter P on it, right? And he went in there and picked up this one folder that said purpose. Oh, girl. Purpose is here. Purpose. You can't forget about purpose. You can't forget. You cannot forget. You can't forget. You gotta keep anchored. You gotta keep your hand on your purpose, okay? You have to remember that there's purpose here for you. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a plan. You cannot allow this mudslide, because sometimes it's a mudslide. You cannot allow this earthquake. You cannot allow this rainy day, because some of us, we get triggered off of a rainy day. Child, you got to be anchored and allow the word of God to pull you up out of that gunk, okay? Because I was sinking, okay? Deep in sin, okay? I was sinking to the point where I did not want to go to church. I did not want to go serve. I did not want to come out of my home. I don't know how people will perceive me. I didn't know what was going to happen. But in the back of my mind, there was this thing called purpose. And the Lord has a way of showing you. He has a way of introducing through patterns, because everybody has patterns. Jesus knows your patterns, and he will use whatever is in your pattern, whatever is in your sight, whatever was in your past. He will bring it up, whether it be through a dream, whether it be through a sign, whether it be through a song, whether it be through mere conversation. He will bring that big old P word into the forefront and said, hey, I got purpose for you. I remember what happened to you in 2018. I know how they made you feel, and I know that it wasn't right. But here I am to remind you that just because it wasn't right don't mean you still don't have purpose. Don't you know that I got you? You know what I mean? Like, he got you. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. And the Bible says, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And he restoreth my soul. Let me tell you something. I was on that for a good 2 weeks too. Constantly repeating it, breaking it down, because that's what you have to do. In order to be anchored, you have to take that word and you got to break it down. And you got to make it apply to your life. Okay? We be saying it. We be saying it, mommy and daddy be teaching us what it is. But let me tell you, when you get in your 30-somethings, you gonna live this thing out. Oh, man. Driving to work and remembering that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know why? Because thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff. It what? I was trying to see if the quirky girls were here. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that that's what it is. For those of you who are listening and you have been struggling with your thoughts, you've been struggling with church, culture, you've been struggling with community, you've been struggling with your authority, you've been struggling. Child, you in the right place, because me too. Me too. I got my hands raised right now. Girl, me too. But let me tell you something. Get you into a good community. Okay? And I just want to let you know that I don't got no promises. I mean, you could fill me out if you want to. But this space here, the Lord gave it to me so I could have it for you, so that you may be encouraged. You got community, girl. Okay? We in this together. You quirky, I'm quirky, we all quirky. I really hope y'all like that song. Please, do not gas me. Don't gas me. Just let me know. Just please, like, text me. Just tell me. I will take it in real quick. But it's just something so that you can hold on to, okay? You know, move them shoulders when you at your job and you typing on that little keyboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a rock. You know what I'm saying? Because it made me want to rock. I said, okay, Jesus, this is for you. This is all for you. Sorry, I just got sidetracked again. But yeah, y'all, it's been 27 minutes. And this was really impromptu. Something today was just like, you know what? Let's just go mess with the laptop, okay? Let's go mess with the mic. Let's go mess with some things. And you know what? We did it. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you. Yes, yes, you. Yes, yes, yes. And we did it. We did it together. Okay? Because I believe somebody out there was praying for me. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time. Yes. I'm so glad they prayed. Okay, because I was really down, y'all. And I told myself, because I was supposed to do this in April, I said, I got to do it in July. And now the problem is I can do it, but I got to be consistent. So I don't have set times as of yet as to when I'll be on here encouraging you. And I'm sorry if you hear the AC in the back. I'm going to figure it out in the long run. But I'm going to have something for you. I don't know if it's going to be weekly. I don't know if it's going to be bi-weekly. But here we are. At least I started something. At least I can say that, I'm complete. Episode one. Do we even call this an episode? Honestly, babes, it's an introduction. That's what it is. But I hope that you feel mighty welcomed through this. And I pray that your evening is blessed. Thank you again for listening to this here podcast. And you be well for the rest of your week. Amen. Bye, y'all.